Do I love that song? What do you think, Shane? You like that, Sean?
That's a very, very, very amazing song.
I know. I got to tell you, I got to share with the audience before I dive into my monologue. I'm driving down the highway just listening to it because, you know, I think we sent like four or five different ones that we were trying to decide from. And before you even had a chance to share your opinion, I said, this is the one, this is the one. And I sent it to you. Okay. And so as I'm driving down the highway, I was listening to it and I got really excited and I kept going, oh my gosh. I'm like, Q, you're going to love this song. Wait, wait, wait. Q, I know you like this song. I know you like this song. And so as soon as it was finished, on comes the theme song from Q's PRQ Homestead show, the previous show. And I went, what? Where did that come from? And so that was my confirmation. And I think we call that synchronicity or omnipresence. I'll let you decide that he was telling me that he liked the song, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was so excited. I just felt it. And the name of the song for the audience is Backroads Country. All right. And it came right to our hearts. I sent it out to a few friends, and one of the ladies that I sent it to, she sent me a little voicemail. She said, Robin, you have to call me. I love this song. Oh my gosh. I feel the energy. I feel the heart. Like she was just, and so I felt her heart. I felt her vibration of what she was feeling. And it just confirmed this is the song for this show. No doubt about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, friends of the soil and seekers of sovereignty, welcome to our very first broadcast of PRQ Homesteading Expanded, right here on the airwaves of BBS Radio, every other Saturday, 12 p.m. Central, on Station 1. I'm Robin, your guide through the wild of self-sufficient living from my corner here in Western Michigan. And joining me is my cosmic co-pilot, Shane Pop from Alabama, a true beacon of light who's all about elevating our spirits as we dig deep into the earth. You want to say a big fat hello to the audience, Shane?
Hello, hello, hello. I am so blessed to be here and be on this journey with you. It's going to be an amazing journey.
And there's no doubt about that. So Shane and I didn't just stumble into this partnership. It feels like the universe actually conspired to bring us together. Wouldn't you say, Shane?
Absolutely.
Yep, and we connected through our shared passion for breaking free from the chains of the modern drudgery, which all of you have experienced at one time or another, and for those endless cycles of the debt that we are enslaved to, deadlines, and disconnection from what truly matters. And so for me, it's been about embracing the spontaneity of life, going with the flow of humanity's great awakening, and finding joy in the simple act, nurturing my homestead property and feeling freedom and peace when I'm walking in my backyard. Shane, with his profound insights into emotional healing and ascension, showed me how homesteading isn't just about planting seeds in the dirt. It's about planting them in our hearts, shedding what no longer serves us, and tuning into the higher vibrations of awareness and consciousness, which I have been experiencing and Shane has been experiencing quite frequently. So together, we're like roots intertwining. We're stronger, we're deeper, and ready to support you, the homestead community, new and past. And speaking of community, that's why we're here today, to bring the homesteaders back together in a world that's pulled us apart with its distractions and divisions. It's time to reunite around the fire of shared purpose. We've seen too many folks scattered, struggling alone on their path to independence. But no more. This show is our rally cry. Connecting and Reflecting is the title of the show today. A space to share experiences, challenges, successes, and rebuild those bonds that make us resilient. Whether you're a seasoned pioneer of homesteading or just dreaming of your first homestead venture, we're calling you home. So now let's talk progress, because Shane and I aren't just talking the talk. We're walking the walk on our own homestead journeys. Inspired by PRQ Homestead, the previous show with the Q-ster, who we all know and love, and the spirit of the 1862 Homestead Act, the groundbreaking law where the government handed out 160 acres of land to anyone willing to claim it, improve it, and make it their own, free and clear. After 5 years of sweat and stewardship, that was part of the terms back then. So we've been experiencing this into our modern endeavors. Back then, it was about taming the frontier, building a dwelling, cultivating crops, improving your commitment to turn wild land into thriving home, into a thriving home. So, on our properties, we're doing just that. We're tilling the soils to grow our own food, harnessing natural energies for healing and harmony, and freeing ourselves from, as I said before, the wage slave grind. So, we made strides worldwide in energetic sovereignty, and that is a fact. Using the land's vibrations to heal old traumas, foraging for divine provisions, and creating spaces for communal gatherings that awaken us all. It's not always easy, you guys. There are definitely weeds to pull, both literal and metaphorical. But every step forward feels like reclaiming our birthright, just like those early homesteaders did. And it was a lot rougher and tougher back then. So each of our episodes will dive into drawing from personal experience and personal testimonies from all of you. We will discuss the concepts like energetic sovereignty, harnessing the land's vibrations for building better communities, whether you're escaping urban chaos or deepening your rural roots. Our show empowers you to homestead not just for the body, but for the spirit, turning self-reliance into a gateway for enlightenment and true freedom. This isn't just a radio show about growing our own food or building cabins with our bare hands. But I will say, I've been inspired by a show on YouTube called Campfire Stories. It's amazing. If anybody gets a chance to check it out, it's these, I'm going to say the Philippines, somewhere where there's a jungle, where these individuals go out into the jungle and they build cement homes, block homes out of the land, the clay, the trees. And it's just amazing. And I sit there and I get entranced watching it. And I look out my backyard and I'm like, what can I do with all the trees and all of nature that's out there where I could build something like that in my own backyard? So homesteading expanded is about something deeper, getting creative, digging your hands in and creating what you want in regard to being free. It's about breaking free from the system. And again, that has kept us tethered, chained to our debts and distractions, and rediscovering what it means to live as sovereign beings spiritually in harmony. Shane and I want to hear your updates on your homestead experiences. And the call-in number today is going to be 1-888-627-6008. And the direct number is 323-744-4831. Now, for those of you who do not want to come on the radio and you have questions and you need some answers to anything, we are here to help. You can send an email to prqhe@gmail.com. So the lines are open. Start calling in. And in the meantime, I wanted to share. Oh, actually, before I get on that point, I was actually listening to the April 12th last show that Q put out. Did you get a chance to listen to that, Shane?
I did. I did.
Okay. And I was listening to everybody's stories. Also, July, I think it was April 5th too. And so just to review that real quick to anybody that's out there listening from Solano County, please call in with your advances so the rest of us can learn, because Q was very, very passionate about that area. So anybody that wants to give us a call to give us some of your updates. And I do believe Jules from Australia, she said winds are in the sail. And then Q said from her point of view, to share with the audience what her successes were. And I do believe at that time she was getting her original copies of the patent. So we'd love to hear from Jewel and see where she's at. And then Troy, I gotta say, Troy, I love listening to you if you're listening. You talked with Q about the cloud and Ultra Heart. And when I listen to you talk, it's like you can feel your heart. Troy talked about the grid correlation, his heart shifts and his changes and his form of exception in regard to clouding title and getting people to respond with his heartfelt changes in him. And I thought that was just beautiful. So Troy, please, please call in, because I love listening to you, and whatever you want to share with us, we would love to hear it. And then Kathleen, the lawyer, I listened to her. I do believe that she was sharing updates in her lawsuit with district court. And then, of course, Conscious Cowboy, we'd love to hear how your Allodial Title company is going. And for my area, real quick, and I'll stop talking here so Shane will get a chance.
No, you're doing fine.
So my people in Michigan, Mike and Leah, okay, and they were, I think, a month ahead of me in regard to their homesteading process. Excuse me. And then Kelly, I'm not really sure where she's at, but hopefully she'll call in and share her updates. But I know personally, I have done the homestead, the entire process. And I just spoke to Leah the other day, and she wanted to know if I've received anything. Well, I don't have a mailbox anymore, so I don't really go looking for anything. But I told her, I said, okay, I'll stop in there today and see what's in there. And there was nothing. So I truly feel that we are in the shift, and whatever we create, it's happening. Like, it's happening. And I'm creating peace. abundance, happiness, joy. And we have our dips, don't we, Shane? You and I have talked many times about it.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to thank you before we start taking these calls, everyone. I
Okay.
would like to thank everyone that's been a part of the show before now. And I know I'm new coming onto the scene, and everyone else has been involved. And but I've been behind the scenes just listening and connecting cosmically. But I want to tell you how grateful I am for you, Robin, and BBS Radio for being inspired to reconnect everyone, being inspired to, because there's a lot of people out there right now that are emotionally searching and seeking for like-minded people going through the awareness process of being consciously aware and learning how to manifest. And it's so important for us all to share our experiences. And there could be just a simple word that we say that might connect with someone else listening that will relieve them of any kind of stress they may be going through or any emotional instability they may be going through. And it might allow that to relieve that stress and allow light to come in and inspire us. And when we're speaking and sharing from the heart, you can truly connect and help somebody else, whether you even realize it or not. So please, people, call in. Everyone, share your experiences because this is incredible what's going on here. And this is what Q wants. He wants us to unite. He wants us to seek this knowledge from within. We all have this power from within. He always talked about it. And I truly believe that Q had to leave the scene and go on vacation for a very long time, but he's not gone. The presence of Source is still here. And consciously connecting with Q and creating that connection in peace harmony through the heart, from the heart, it is truly the real awakening, realizing the power that we all have and the source energy within us and tapping into that. That's what Q always wanted. So I just want to thank you again, Robin, for being inspired to allow me to blossom with you, to watch you grow. And I hope to get to watch everyone else calling in and everyone coming together and growing together, because I feel like even when Q left the scene for me, I used to go to listen to his shows for peace because he would say things that would resonate with me. And after he kind of left, I went through a little bit of a stage of, okay, well, he's gone now. Now I get it. So let me seek within. So there's a lot of people out there right now that may be going through things emotionally. And this show is for that too. If you don't have a homestead going on right now, just call in. We'll connect with you from the heart in any way, shape, or form. So please, please call in. Don't be afraid to call in and share your experiences. And we are listening. Thank
Yes.
you, Rob.
You're welcome, Shane. I just love your heart. You have such a beautiful heart, and I am so honored to be connected with you. New relationships come in, come and go, and yours has been a very great. I think we've known each other for since July the 11th, and it's just been amazing. We both are growing from each other by interacting and sharing our experiences. So, lots of love to you, my man. Okay, it looks like we have some callers. Woohoo! Well, let's go with Aloha from Pennsylvania, line two.
Aloha, Robin. Aloha,
Oh,
Shane.
hello, beautiful lady. I love, love, love hearing your voice. How are you?
Oh, I'm better now. I'm better now. I'm just so happy to be here. The intro banjo music was fantastic. All the words that you have said to introduce the show is beautiful. Shane, you just sound like you've been doing this the whole time.
Yes, it's been really fun creating this. And do you feel that Q would love that song? Don't you feel that's right? Because he always wanted banjo music, and I said I need something upbeat though, and that was the one that jumped out.
It was the best music. It's the best music, and he is here listening.
Yeah, we know.
He's
We know.
listening.
We know that, right, Shane? That's
He's the one that inspired this.
right. That's right.
And we talk.
So, what an honor. Go ahead.
No, we talk to him all the time. Like, I have conversations with him, and I know he's here. And yeah, it's just amazing the consciousness and awareness that we are all coming into and the omnipresence. It's just beautiful. And Shane has helped me understand that concept so much better. And yeah, it's just been a great journey so far.
Well, what an honor to welcome the grand return and beginning of PRQ Homesteading Expanded. And thank you both for bringing us all together here now to continue Q's gift of freedom by knowing what homesteading and land patents are, why we want to homestead and patent the land of our homes, and how to complete this all and be free.
I love it. So, what kind of experience have you had with yours? How are you doing?
Well,
Come on, share. Don't be shy.
I have several patents, and where do I begin? Well, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you I've learned some things over the past few months. So many families own land and leave it to their heirs who often don't want it, and often sell it to developers. And now, as Joni Mitchell sings, they have paved paradise and put up a parking lot. And there's a new little city and no more paradise. And recently, I watched a family sell land to the neighbors who bought it for this exact reason to protect and maintain their peaceful paradise. We may, never have ever envisioned owning several acres or dozens of acres or even hundreds of acres, but maybe there is a greater purpose if one chooses. And I just realized the benefits of owning 160 acres.
That's
You know what
beautiful.
I mean? Yeah.
Can you share your experiences of the benefits?
Well, okay, so on the East Coast, in the states, the what do they call it? The 13 colonies, and probably also Texas, it's a different process. The original patents may, for example, in the state of Pennsylvania, where I am in right now, came from William Penn back as far back as 1683. Now in California, I also have two land patents which came from the Bureau of Land Management office in California. And so those are completely different experiences getting land patents from the states that began in the 1800s, as you said, and then for the states that are colonies, it's a completely different process. You really have to search if you're in the 13 colonies. You have to search. I've been to the state archive, I've been to the city archive, I've seen books to where a long time ago they rewrote and copied all of the patents in books. Large old books, very in cursive writing, not in typed print, and the land descriptions are not as we would find them today. So my first completed land patent will be in the 13 colonies, and I've also investigated going to the local neighborhood archives, historical society, because in these states there are a lot of historical societies that have vaulted libraries as well. So right now, Pennsylvania is what I want to do. I don't, maybe you have are aware of other listeners who have been able to patent land in the 13 colonies.
Yes, there are a couple people, especially in upper state New York, and that have succeeded, but they are also going through some, I do some challenges with the local district court, kind of similar to Kathy in Solano County. I think it's Solano County. And I really would love to hear how she was able to navigate through that. It would be interesting because I've actually am at that point right now myself where everything is done, but you have that 6 month period, and I haven't worried about it because again I just feel like I am actually out of that timeline, and I have created a whole different timeline for myself, and it feels really great. So I'm not going to go poke the bear in the belly until it comes looking for me, I guess, per se.
Well, I'm sure it's going to stay as far away from you as possible. And
Never do that.
congratulations on completing. Yeah,
Yes.
congratulations.
Oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. You know how and here's my thing, Aloha. If somebody says, "Hey, I'll tell you how you can be free. I'm going to show you how to do it." Would you hesitate? Would you hesitate?
Go for it immediately. And
Exactly.
that's the gift.
Exactly.
That's
That.
the gift that he gave us. And he
Yes.
spent a lot of time and effort to bring this to us, to give us instructions, to bring us the paperwork. So I must complete a land patent. And once I complete one,
Well, I will say from
I must continue.
ex okay, exactly. I will say from my experience, sorry for interrupting. When I saw all the paperwork, I got anxiety, and I'm like, I don't like to do paperwork. It's not my highest excitement. And I made a few mistakes, but that's kind of how I learn. And I did find myself repeating some steps, but it really wasn't that hard. You just got to do one step at a time, learn it, process it. Once that's completed, move to the next one. And you learn as you go. And that's what I found to be very, uplifting in regard to creating this freedom for myself from the heart. And it's just been an amazing journey for me. And I know Shane is in the midst of doing his own thing here. He's the beginner, and I'm the veteran. So on this collaboration here.
Yep, she's showing me the way, and I'm very fortunate for it. I think you said something a second ago, Aloha, to where you said you really have, and Robin, you have to be inspired and create through positivity and action to start manifesting that reality. And what's really amazing is when you start seeking it from the heart. Only it works only if it happens from the heart, that sometimes God, source, or creator, whatever you may call it, will place someone in your life magically that will assist you through that process during that, if you're doing everything from pure intention. And I think that's the real beautiful part about this is when you do not operate from fear, but operate from excitement, people will enter your life and it will be a special moment, and you will start becoming consciously aware of that. And then you can just walk in freedom without fear. And then you just keep creating positivity, positivity, positivity. So, and then the process starts moving a little quicker and a little quicker. I think Q used to refer to it as pumping up the tires. I'm helping y'all pump up the tires, or I'm not sure what he did, but what he said, but it's amazing.
Agreed.
That's so true. I have to admit something. When I wanted to get started with the paperwork, I attempted to start typing. And I did get stuck there. That's one of Getting on the West Coast, getting the land patent, I was able to do that. Once it came time to start typing, that's where I did get stuck with typing the paperwork. So I had assistance with having the paperwork typed for me. So I do admit that I did seek help to have the documents all typed in PDF form so that I can go back and fill them in.
Exactly. That's we actually created ours in Google Doc. So yeah, it was not easy, but we figured it out. And I'm one that if I do my own stuff, that's how I learn it, by doing it. So any
Well, very
challenges?
good. Thank you. Are you talking for me?
Yeah, any challenges that you've had at all along the way, Aloha?
Getting patents in the 13 colonies can be a challenge. I was able to find a document where the original person who received the patent from William Penn gave it to his heirs. But the original patent from William Penn to this particular person in 1683, for all I know, perhaps it was just a casual, agreement. It's possible they said, here, take all of this. It's a lot of history there. Just going through documents from the late 1600s in Pennsylvania, I'm just, witnessing history by doing this whole process. So there's a little bit of a challenge that many people that I've spoken with in the 13 colonies found a challenge in finding their land patent because they're old and they're not able to be obtained through the Bureau of Land Management.
Wow, how interesting is that? Actually was gonna I wanted to take a road trip too. Do you know which BLM, is it Virginia, that you had to go to? Because I actually tried to call the BLM office, I think it was last week, to ask a question in regard to the patent, since I have already succeeded it. My question to them was, now that it is in my name, do they update their records showing that I am the new successor of that patent? And they couldn't really answer the question. And then the lady, she says, I have to go in the back and get somebody. So this guy comes out and he basically kind of shut it down, said there's no such thing as the homestead, blah, blah, blah. And so I don't think they really understood, but what I was trying to ask. And they were actually out of Washington, D.C. The number that I got was Washington, D.C. So I thought that was kind of odd because I thought the BLM office for that area was in Virginia. Isn't that correct?
Well, Karen from Pennsylvania and I did drive down to the office in Virginia. And we did get them to speak with us. However, they directed us to our state archives office in the Capitol. So they directed us back to our own state.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that's beautiful that you are on that path. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. I'm excited that the show is back because I have some questions. I'm excited to be able to complete a patent as you have because that is you're now in you're free. You're free. I hear you laughing all the time. You're free and happy and doing what you want. Things have changed for you because of this completing this patent process. And you've done a few very interesting creative things in protecting your land and defending it. Did you
Yeah.
want to tell what you did?
In regard to, wait a minute, I gotta get, what did I do? Well, I'm trying to get my memory back here. I know I got my signs up.
Maybe.
What was that?
Okay, so did they want to have a little SALE? So what did you
Oh
do?
yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. You're taking me back a little bit. Oh yeah, going down to the auction. And this happened some time ago, but I was able to go down to the auction when they tried to auction my house off, and it was actually on my birthday. And I went, oh, okay, this will be interesting. Now, I think a month before that, we were actually in Livingston County, around that area, Ingham County, for Mike and Leah, and we all went down there together to support them. We were a team, and we made our presence known, and it was just a beautiful collaboration with all of us. And yeah, so that was an exciting time. And then when I went down here locally, I actually stood up in front of everyone, and I made it clear to them that my property is homesteaded, and that if they go to try to purchase it and give their money to these people, it's highly unlikely that they're going to get the land or their money back. So I shared that with them, and when they went on to do the auction, nobody bid on the property. So hopefully, I think I made a little bit of an impact on that decision. Wouldn't you say?
That is the most incredible thing for everyone to hear. That was excellent that you did that. I don't know how you knew to make that grand announcement and let everybody know, but it stopped everyone from bidding, and they're not going to try that again. That is just incredible that you just came forward and told everybody that, and nobody did. That was really something.
Yeah, it definitely was a little nerve-wracking, but you know, when it comes to freedom, and I don't know if you remember the movie Braveheart, at the end of the movie, when he, no matter what was happening to him, he cried out, "Freedom!" And that's exactly how I feel. And that is exactly how I will keep going ahead in regard to regaining all of our freedom. Now, we're in a time right now where things are really changing, and it's going fast. And we have a leader that is clearing the path for us, but we can't just sit back and wait for things to happen. It's a collective, you know, it is in regard to everybody coming together. And this is why we're having the show. I just kind of feel like everybody that was connecting with Q just kind of disappeared, and we weren't connecting with one another. So hopefully people will start, you know, calling in and sharing their experiences, because that's how we become stronger. That's how we become sovereign. We have to come together. And that's how I feel about the whole process. And hopefully there's other people out there that feel the same. I know Shane does, and I know you do. Anybody else?
Before I go, I'm gonna sign off, but I want to thank you for coming back. Thank you and Shane for coming back. And I do want to encourage everyone out there, please, if you're listening to this show, you listened before, and when you're moved to continue with this process, please do so. Everyone is here to support. We're going to support each other, so that we can all be free. And this is a major way that we can be free. So please don't, you everyone out there, please, if you've ever wanted to do this process, we're going to continue, and we're going to all be able to do this. So thank you for having me. I love you both, and until next time, aloha and bye for now.
And thank you for joining us, and say hi to our friend for us. Love you.
Thank you, Aloha.
Beautiful. I love that being. She's so wonderful. So, Shane, I just want to ask you a couple questions. What is there any significant stuff going on in your community right now that you are involved with in regard to changes?
Everything's in my area is changing rapidly. I can relate with Aloha when she says a lot of our farmland here is actually being bought up by these large corporations and building these cookie cutter homes. And a lot of the land, and it's growing very rapidly here in Baldwin County, part of Alabama, close to the Gulf. And our road infrastructure isn't set up to handle the growth, and it's really sad seeing all this farmland go being sold and turning into cities. And that's why I'm real passionate about, getting on my own land and getting free, because the land can do so much for you if you don't have that worry or stress over you, and you can reconnect with the land and become peaceful and be at peace. It's very healing for you. So that's what we have going in our area. But I would like to talk about how this the layout of the show is going to be. Do you think what we're going to do is we're going to show people step by step from the very beginning with me? Like, for example, I'm going to get can you explain how the first what first step do I need to take
Okay,
to
oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm you're good. I just want to just for the people, so people understand, because a lot of people, I didn't, even though I've listened to the show, and I never really got involved with it, because Q always talked about a template, but I never went out and actually started doing it, and so I was a little, I guess, confused in where to start and how to start, and you're guiding me through that. But the first step you're telling me that I need to do is what?
Get on the BLM, which I showed you how to do that. Get your
Right.
means and bounds and put that in there and start working on finding the patent for your property. And how have you done on that so far? How did you finish your homework?
Well, I'm trying to debate on if I want to homestead the property that I'm on now, or if I'm drawn to go somewhere else, if I feel energetic somewhere else and I want to try to homestead that property. So right now I'm trying to decide of what's my highest excitement and where I want to go. I feel like I'm being called away from here, and I don't want to homestead property here if I'm not going to be here.
Right.
So,
And
and go ahead.
okay, just real quick, let me interject. And I agree with you on that. But for learning purposes, I found it
Right.
easier to go and do my property so I could go through the steps and understand how they work. And now I do. And so what I would like to do is actually maybe do an addendum to what I did with just the four lots that I have. And expand to the 64 acres, and then reach out to all my neighbors and say, here you go, here you go, here you go, and see how they proceed. And I feel like that would be a way to start getting people to move on this in a realistic environment, such as the lake that I live on, and show them how I've done it. So, yeah.
Right.
So for me, it was easier just to do. And I know at one point in time, Q wanted us to go out and get like 10, 20 land patents from each county, which really is a great idea. But if you don't know what you're doing, and maybe that was because he wanted us to send those in so he could, give them out to other people. I'm not really sure what his intentions were in regard to that. But that's my story. So go ahead and finish what you were feeling about not feeling where you're. Is where the
Well,
pretty.
you have guided me to that website, and now I have to find the range number and these numbers and put in, and then locate the patent. Well, in my area, which you got me to the BLM website, and I'm grateful for that. But what I think most, so with me, that's the first step that I have to do for my homework to get this completed. And then you can guide me on to the next thing, and we get the patents. After we get the patent, what is the next step after that?
Well, then I do believe you start the process of, but yours is property taxes only, correct? It's not, yeah. So, yeah.
Yes, that's
Okay.
correct.
So the next step would be, I do believe the quit claim deed. And I have a whole book here that my good friend Kelly put together for me. And it's a process. And I do have all the documents. Now, I'm not sure if we can put them on the website. That's something I'll have to ask Don in regard because this is the material from the previous show. We don't want to step on any toes in regards to legal issues. So, but if people are interested, you can still email us and we can actually send you, what we have, which is the redacted documents. And again, I'll ask permission on that to see if we can do that. But that would be your next. Do you have your warranty deed as of yet?
I'm locating it as we speak.
Okay.
So as soon as I have that, I'll have those numbers and I'll get the patents, and then the next step, you'll guide me on it, and I
Yep.
appreciate you.
Yep, that's what we do. And when I was listening to Aloha talk about the big books, my first venture to the Register of Deeds was going in the back room and looking through all the books, and there's tons of them. And so I kind of learned how to navigate a little bit in regard to finding the original patent for my lots. And it turned out that there was like five of them. That we found, and Kelly assisted me with that, and we found them. So we didn't know which one exactly based on what we found in regard to the means and bounds. So I actually went down to the local charter township, and I met with a lady that's been there for quite some time. She's like in her 80s, and she sat down with me, and I brought all the patents to her, and she helped me figure out which one was the right patent. And so that's how I proceeded. Now I have four other patents that I would be interested in finding out where that land is in because some of them are like 150 acres, another one's like 134 acres. I'm like, where are these at? So that would be interesting, and that'll probably be my next venture once I'm completed in this process completely. So that would be my next step on how to go even more out there after I maybe do an addendum to the process that I did now. So I haven't dove into that yet. And that's something that is on my creation plate, I will say it that way.
Okay, so if I'm having issues finding where that is here, there's a you say go to the Charter Township.
Well, for me, that's what I did.
Okay.
Like Q always said, to go in front of the people, go face to face. And right now I'm also contemplating getting in touch with the district attorney based on what I heard from the Homestead show on April 12th when he was talking to Kathy, the lawyer. And he was telling her how to navigate through that. And the key was to get to the local district attorney, which I've sent all my, and the document is called the Notice of Public Servants, Agents, or Other Persons. I do believe that's the one. Or no, yeah, that's the one. I'm looking at it right now to send that out and let them know what I have done with my property. And I have to follow up on that to find out because. She said, I believe I heard her right, that she said that they rejected her notices. Now, I'll have to go back and listen to that. And I haven't followed up on mine, but I would like to go in person to meet face to face with the district attorney. Because for those of you that are listening, if you remember what Q said, he said there's a lot of people listening to these shows. And he said, you would not believe who is listening. And I'm going, huh, he's telling us something. So all of you that are listening out there, the area that I'm in, there is a property tax elimination plan going on in the community that I found out because I just happened to be walking into one of the local gas stations and I grabbed the Sunday paper. Whoever gets the paper anymore, right? And on the front page, it said property tax elimination plan. And who's talking about that right now in the news? Who's our guy? It's the Qster in DJT. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. I touched base with a few of the local yokels, and there is a petition going around. So people are actually out there doing some work, and that made me feel good. Now, I don't know if that's happening in your area, but it's happening over here. And I just noticed recently driving driving to work the other day, they're putting some underwire ground in the ground for Spectrum Internet, which I'm like, okay, what is that all about? So I'm going to dive into that and find out what that's all about. If it's connected to, it just seems really odd that they're bringing all this wiring out here to the country. And I don't know if it has to do with the QFS. Probably not, because it's the local people doing it. But anyway, very interesting stuff. Be aware, be conscious of what's going on in your community, and get involved. I mean, that's how we change things. We can't just let the people at the top do it. They're waiting for us to get together consciously to connect and get things rolling. Don't you feel that way, Shane? I know I feel it in my heart every day that it feels like we're getting stronger and stronger, and things are changing rapidly.
Yeah, absolutely. We're being drawn together, connected together. The way we connected is absolutely beautiful. It's cosmically connection, and we're all uniting right now in a positive way, and we're finding each other. So, yes, I completely agree with you.
Yeah, and we got to keep it going. So hopefully everybody will. I know this is our first show, and the word has to get out. I think I mentioned Conscious Cowboy and his Allodio title, and I know the Ballard girls are out there. So all you guys, where you at? There's no calls coming in. We had a couple, but they dropped. But that's okay. We're not going to stop. We're here when you're ready to come out and share your stories. We're definitely here for you guys to collaborate.
We're here to connect. That's correct.
That's right, connection and reflection. So, in your area, what kind of challenge do you think you might have? Is it pretty liberal over there, or more conservative? What is it like over
Well,
there?
it's pretty much conservative, but I mean, the problem that we're going to run into here is a lot of the municipalities are not even aware of what a homestead is. So Q talked about it. We're going to have to teach people through the process. We're going to have to explain to them this is what, we're going to have to talk and discuss about the Homestead Act and how it is that they have that we're just going to have to teach them, and we can't do it from a fear standpoint. We have to be positive and do it from the heart and connect with them. And sometimes things might not go our way, but that doesn't mean we give up. We don't let it affect us in a negative way. We just continue pushing forward in a positive manner. And if anyone does this and they're operating from fear, they're going to create that fear in their life. They're going to create a fearful experience. And so if you, that's why I talk about you have to be completely passionate about this. You have to really want it. And once you really want it and you're coming from the heart, you can create that. But no, in our area, no one talks about this.
Yeah. So not enough awareness being brought forth. So, but I truly believe that when we all start coming together and connecting, this is growing. There are a lot of people that are waking up, but there are still a lot of sleepers too. And that's going to slow this process down. And we need to be doing our work. We are the lighthouses, the pillars of light. We are the ones that are going to shine that light and bring people in. And whatever it is that you do daily, sharing your love from your heart and just connecting, it's very, very, very important. And I hope everybody comes back together, because Q left here because he wanted to see what we were going to do. That's how I feel in my heart. And I knew there was going to be a day that he was going to leave, and was a little scary at first, but Shane, what did you say? He hasn't left, and we both know that because he speaks to us daily, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He hasn't gone anywhere. There's a lot, like I said, this is just a, it's going to be, if we do everything from the heart, we're going to cosmically pull everyone back together. Anyone that's passionate about it, anyone that wants to help, because I mean, if we're coming from the heart, that's what happens.
Yeah,
Nothing else matters, to be honest with you.
exactly. And so we're getting here to the end of the show. And I just want to say, When Shane and I met, he sent me a oh, what was it? It was a Q drop. Is that what it was? And it
Yep.
said, "Stuck in the middle with Q." And I just absolutely love that. And I went, "Who is this guy?" And then I started reading, how you shared your insight on your connection with Q. And the day that that happened, I was kind of having a dip. As we go through the shift, we dip and we come up, we dip and we come up. But that's because we're purging a lot of stuff. And even though we are floating, some days we're floating and we're feeling really great. Like the day that I created this song and the show, I was like flying high. And then I had a dip. And the beauty of it is, and what you have shared with me, and thank you so much, is you have brought me to understand the awareness of omnipresence. And my show later on today, which is at 2 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Eastern, is pre-recorded, and it's called Connecting to Consciousness While Integrating the Four Subsets of Omnipresence. And when we did the show on omnipresence, which you and I experience all the time, and we're always texting each other, we're calling each other, and we're sharing our experiences, and we're helping, we get excited when we talk to each other, and it's so much fun. And hopefully we can bring more people together. So, for those of you that want to know more about the omnipresence and the other subsets of it's pretty interesting. It caught my eye, and I just had to do a show on it. So again, that's the Awakening Wave Show coming up. And our next show, Shane, because we're running out of time here, is going to be September the 6th. Wow, time is just flying, is it not? Wait a minute, what is time? There's no such thing as time. Did I just get off track here?
Yeah, you sure did.
But yeah, what a great experience we've had, and the connection that we are having spiritually, emotionally, cosmetic, not, I shouldn't say cosmetically, but the cosmos. And I know you feel the same.
Absolutely. And I thank you, and I'm grateful for you, and I'm grateful for VBS Radio for having us on. And I'm grateful for Q for igniting the true awakening. It's been a blessing. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I'm sure we'll be chatting some more. All right, with that being said, thank you everyone for joining us for our first PRQ Homesteading Expanded. Have a beautiful Saturday, and don't forget to join me on the Awakening Wave Show at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Have a beautiful day. Love you all.